Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. My name is Kristen Rhodes, and I am filling in for Andrew McKay this morning on Pensacola News Radio 92.3. And I am so excited to have Becky Leonard with us this morning. She is a managing consultant with Landrum HR. Landrum is a full-service HR company that's been providing organizations with exceptional human resources and workforce solutions for more than 50 years in our community. They are a great local business, and I'm happy that Becky is able to join me this morning. So welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, Becky.
Thanks, Kristen. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. So I asked you to come on this morning because the U.S. Department of Labor announced back at the end of April a final ruling on their new federal overtime rule. And so with this ruling, many workers are now going to be eligible for overtime pay due to their new salary threshold for certain exempt employees. And we are only a week away from this taking effect. So this first phase is supposed to go into effect on July 1st. And you know, I just thought there might be a lot of businesses that may have heard this but not necessarily learned a whole lot about it. So can you explain to us kind of what that means? What does this mean? What that old threshold was and what it's been increased to and what businesses need to take a look at?
Sure. Well, first of all, let me back up and remind everyone that's listening that a position has to meet three criteria to be considered exempt from the Fair Labor Standards Act, or in essence, exempt from overtime. They have to meet the duty test, meaning that the employee's primary duty is related to the management or general business operations of the employer or the employer's customers. And the employee has to exercise a certain level of discretion and independent judgment in their day-to-day work. The position must also meet a salary basis test, meaning that the position is paid their full salary in any week during which they perform work. And so, Kristen, even if they reduce their time during a particular week, there can't be any variations in the pay that they're receiving. They have to be the same pay every week. And then the final test is that of the salary threshold, which is a minimum guaranteed amount that the position has to be paid. That's the portion of the test that's changing. That's what we're hearing in the news right now. It has been a minimum salary threshold of $684 per week, and starting in July, barring any legal stays, it is moving to $844 per week.
So what do you think that this means for businesses that that have some employees that they may have salary, but maybe they feel like they can't afford to increase that salary, or maybe that person should not have been classified as a salaried employee to start with?
Well, it means they're going to have to analyze the position and make some changes. My recommendation would be to look at the average number of hours that the employees holding these positions are working, and then determine whether it makes more financial sense to move them up to the new salary threshold, ensuring that overtime won't need to be paid, or keep them at their current salary, make them non-exempt, and thus subject to overtime once they work 40 hours in a week. If that is necessary and employers are worried about their formerly exempt staff working overtime hours, they may need to look at restructuring the job to mitigate that risk as best as they can.
So if an employer has an employee that they've had on salary and they feel like they need to change that person to an hourly position, are they required to go ahead and start clocking in and tracking their time, which they've never had to do before?
Yes, they will need to do that. I'm a big proponent of doing that regardless of whether someone's exempt or not exempt. But definitely if they are a non-exempt staff member, I mean, they are subject to overtime. They definitely need to be tracking their hours.
Okay, that's definitely a good idea. Becky, we're going to take a quick break for traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with an accident that happened on Kingsfield and Staff Drive over in Cantonment. There's no road blockage, but we're starting to see a little bit of delays there. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. So, Becky, you were mentioning that you highly recommend that, you know, people have their employees track their time, regardless of whether or not they are hourly or salary employees. What if they don't have, you know, like a timekeeping system or anything like that? Do employers have to, you know, invest in fancy timekeeping systems or things like that? Or just any form of tracking is good to make sure that they're compliant with Department of Labor regulations?
Obviously, we would recommend that they have a system if they have, you know, a certain size of employee group. However, really the only thing the law requires is they want to see that the employee is tracking their own hours and that the supervisor is looking at those hours and approving it. So what we don't want to see is supervisors creating their own logs for their employees without the employees having input into that. We want a two-step process. That is the best case scenario in passing any kind of a wage and hour audit.
Okay. Great. So I've heard that there's another increase planned for January 1st of 2025. So there may be some businesses out there that say, oh, okay, well, I can afford this increase to the new threshold on July 1st, but wow, that jump in January is pretty big. I'm not sure that I can make that jump. What is that new increase planned for January 1st of 2025 look like?
Well, it is a significant jump, far more significant than what we're seeing next Monday, July 1st. The jump up in January is up to $1,128 a week. That would mean that as of today, it'll be a 65% increase come January 1 from what we're experiencing today. So what we're recommending our clients do is they need to start war gaming it now. You know, they need to start deciding what they can do. Do they need to restructure some jobs? They need to start gathering the data. If they're not actually tracking their exempt staff members who might be subject to going non-exempt, they're not tracking those hours, they need to start doing that. I would not recommend that they make any changes in salary, though, prior to the payroll expense to take effect. In my opinion, the January 1 salary threshold is much more vulnerable to legal challenges, and I would hate to see an employer take on the extra expense of making those changes just for there to be a legal stay or an overturn at the 11th hour.
Gotcha. That would be, I think, a little difficult for companies if they go ahead and they make those changes and it's already tight on their budgets and then, you know, legal challenges come into play. I think that would definitely be a little hard for businesses. So how would you recommend employers discuss these changes with their employees if they have to, say, change them from a salaried position to an hourly position? You know, could people feel like maybe they're being demoted or have a hard time with that?
Yeah, and that was something that we noted in the 2020 changes, was that there were a lot of exempt staff members that will move to non-exempt positions, and they have took it in a harsh way, which is really unnecessary. And I think good communication can keep that at bay. Employees love transparency, Kristen. So I would start having the conversations as early as possible, letting you know that the changes will be required to be made, and that your interest is always to keep the business in a healthy financial position so that everyone has a place to contribute moving forward. For those that will inevitably be moved from an exempt status to a non-exempt status, I would reiterate to them that their position within the company has remained unchanged, and there very well may be some benefits that they aren't accustomed to that come along with being non-exempt, like the ability to work less hours or potentially bring home more money to their family.
Those are definitely great, great suggestions for employers. I think a lot of times, you know, employers are great at running a business, but the people aspect sometimes gives them a little bit of anxiety, and especially having to have difficult conversations is hard. So those are great points to keep in mind when they're speaking to their employees for any potential changes that there might be. Becky, is there anything else that you just, you know, as a consultant feel like you would want to share with any employers that are finding themselves, you know, a week out from this change now saying, oh my goodness, I didn't realize this or know the details of this, you know, what can I do or what should I do in the next week to make sure that I'm compliant?
Well, I would certainly make sure that you're getting an expert's opinion on how to move forward, whether it's hiring a consultant or talking to your head of HR within your own company. You know, we're so laser focused right now on the salary threshold change that some employers are forgetting that we still have that duties test. We still need to make sure that we have that salary basis test that we're meeting as well. So this is a great time to kind of step back and holistically look at how we are complying with the Fair Labor Standards Act. You know, we are in a very litigious society today, and so this is not an area that we want to take lightly as organizations that are employing our community members. So we want to make sure that we're minding our P's and Q's, getting the proper advice that we need to get, and then, of course, communicating really well with our staff. You know, staff need to know why these changes are being made. They're probably very interested in why they're being made. I know that many people like myself understand things better when I understand the why behind it. And so I think that's really a huge factor that a lot of times we as leaders of organizations tend to gloss over because we're so busy in the weeds making the decisions that we forget that the communication of those decisions is really even more important.
Absolutely. Well, you definitely gave some businesses that might be listening on their way into their office this morning some things to think about, Becky. And I really appreciate the time that you have made to call in and talk to us this morning. You know, I do want to remind those listening, though, that, you know, Becky is a wonderfully intelligent person, especially when it comes to human resources. But we want to make sure that you understand that this, you know, everything she shared is just a general human resource advice and shouldn't be construed as tax or legal advice. So, you know, make sure that you give your, you know, your CPA or your employment lawyer a call when you get into the office and talk through with them, you know, the processes that you should take. So thank you so much, Becky. We really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Kristen. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Have a great day. All right, and do we have some traffic updates here?
Well, let's see here. If you're traveling on East Kingsfield Road right around Tate High School over in Cantonment, still dealing with that vehicle crash with injuries. No road blockage, but we're seeing some delays in that area. Also, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Seeing some slowdowns if you are going to East Milton, right there through that downtown, through the light, and going to East Milton. You're seeing some delays there also, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Serving the Pensacola community, and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use. And so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax. And a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all, be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust. But you get it from Frontier. But if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, you know, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax or like off of, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can. Because it helps. Because it's nice. Because it's being a good neighbor. Because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. Jesus loves the unlovable. He loves sinners, and sinners come in all shapes and sizes. In John 3, Jesus shows love to a religious sinner named Nicodemus. Yet in John 4, he shows love to an adulterous sinner known as the Samaritan woman. Nicodemus needed to be born again even though he was religious, just as the sinful Samaritan woman who had been married 5 times and was living with a man who wasn't her husband, she also needed to be born again. The fact is, we're all sinners. When the Samaritan woman realized who Jesus was, she believed on him savingly and then told people all over town how Jesus saved her soul from the consequences of her sin. I urge you, trust Christ today to deal with your sin problem. You'll be eternally glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
At Pioneer Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pioneer Credit Union, because at Pioneer, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at pioneer.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pioneer Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
There's a place to where the boat is from. It takes away all your big problems. You can worry, you can drop them in a blue ocean. But you gotta get away to where the boat is from. Take one part sand, one part sea, one part shade of a big palm tree. And the drinks are cool and the reggae is hot. And I know this is the place for me. Get away to where the boat is from. It takes away all your big problems, you can worry, you can drop them in a blue ocean. But you gotta get away to where the boat is, Jimmy.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Kristen Rhodes filling in for Andrew McKay on the News Radio 92.3, almost at 1620. That tells you how far I go back, right?
Yeah, I see.
Well, we're going to head over to David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines.
But hey, that's okay, because we're still on 1622.
There you go.
Let's see here. 11 Los Angeles City firefighters were injured battling a fire at a homeless encampment in California's San Fernando Valley. The firefighters were injured on Monday afternoon after some type of an explosion there. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is now reportedly en route back to his native Australia after reaching a plea deal with the U.S. Justice Department that'll see him go free after spending 5 years in a British prison. According to unsealed court documents, Assange plans to plead guilty to a single felony count of conspiring to unlawfully obtain and disseminate classified information. The U.S. charges are part of one of the biggest data leaks in history. And the cost of streaming TV continues going up. Paramount Plus now announcing that their subscription rates will be increasing this fall. The cost is set to increase to $12.99 a month. That'll be up $1 from before. Paramount joins a number of other streaming services that have recently increased their rates, including Peacock and HBO Max. The rate increase goes into effect in August for new customers and September for existing customers.
Thank you, David, for that news update. Appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you.
So we just got off the phone with Becky Leonard with Landrum HR, and she was reminding us about all of the updates that are taking effect on July 1st with that Department of Labor's new overtime ruling. So if you are a business that has been sitting and ignoring and not doing your due diligence there with any positions that might be affected by that, make sure you go and call your HR professional, your attorney, your CPA, and talk through those, because we are only 1 week away from those changes. So make sure you do that today. Put it on your to-do list. We will be back after this break.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. The just over 14-year legal saga between the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and the United States is about to come to a close.
According to court documents released late last night, Assange will plead guilty to a charge of conspiring to unlawfully obtain and disseminate classified information relating to the national defense of the United States, which is part of the Espionage Act. He was behind the WikiLeaks release of thousands of documents from U.S. Army soldier Chelsea Manning in 2010.
Fox's David Spunt, his wife, Stella Assange.
When I was speaking to him, I said, well, you know, we can walk, go for a walk, and there will be no restrictions.
And that from WikiLeaks. A federal judge still has to approve the deal. If that happens, Julian Assange will return to his native Australia. President Biden continues his preparation for the CNN presidential debate behind closed doors of Camp David today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 74 degrees and partly cloudy skies. There was plenty of drama yesterday at the Santa Rosa County Board of Commissioners meeting as they discussed an ordinance proposed by James Calkins that would have officially declared illegal immigrants are not welcome in the county. Several commissioners called it a publicity stunt by Calkins.
I want to do this, and don't touch your little button there, James. But... well, it's not your turn. I know you don't know the rules and how to operate a proper meeting, and it's just obvious even more. You know, you came out attacking me, and you can shut up. I'll tell you to shut up from here. I can't tell you politely. I mean, get it, dude. And turn your microphone off.
You should be polite.
I'm trying to be cordial. But you can't keep your mouth shut.
That exchange between Calkins and Commissioner Kerry Smith yesterday, Smith and Commissioner Colton Wright both accused Calkins of using that ordinance as a divisive political tactic to back the other commissioners into a corner. Ultimately, the ordinance failed in a 3-2 vote, being supported by Calkins and Commission Chairman Sam Parker after language was added into the ordinance. Saharan dust over the west of Africa could arrive in Florida as soon as this weekend, the National Weather Service says. The good news is that may limit tropical activity.
It can help rein in some of those tropical waves before they really get their act together.
That is meteorologist Robert Garcia. And the hurricane forecasters are also keeping an eye on another tropical wave currently emerging off the African coastline. A couple of models suggest there could be some development with that as soon as next week. Marco Rubio and Rick Scott say they want to make sure the people who died in the condo collapse in Surfside are not forgotten. They introduced a resolution yesterday on the third anniversary of the tragedy. Rubio says we need to continue honoring the memory of the lives lost that day and reaffirm our support for the survivors and loved ones. There's new law that will make it illegal soon to intentionally release balloons in Florida. Governor DeSantis signed the bill yesterday banning balloon releases effective July 1st. The fine could be up to $150, but kids 6 or younger are exempt. And the FDLE now investigating a Central Florida lawmaker. The agency confirmed yesterday they're investigating State Representative Carolina Amnesty and Central Christian University. That's a nonprofit school that in Orange County that her family runs. The 29-year-old Amnesty used to be an administrator at the school. FDLE didn't disclose what they're investigating. According to the Orlando Sentinel, the state is also investigating Amnesty for her work as a notary public. It is 7:34, News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John, what are you seeing this morning?
Well, just seeing one accident right now. If you're on Kingsfield Road headed toward Tate High School, staff drive. Now there's, they just updated a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblocks. You definitely want to plan around that in the East Kingsfield Road area. Also, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John, and expecting another hot one today. It is 74 right now in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. Your next news at 8, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio, Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Novo Nordisk said it will spend just over $4 billion to boost the supply of its blockbuster weight loss drug Wegovy, diabetes treatment Ozempic, and other injectable therapies. The investment will fund a new manufacturing plant in Clayton, North Carolina, responsible for filling and packaging syringes and injection pens for the drugs. Demand for Wegovy and Ozempic has outstripped supply over the last year, spurring intermittent shortages. The average 401k savings rate has maintained historic levels as plan designs make it easier for workers to set money aside. Last year, the average combined savings rate was an estimated 11.7%, according to Vanguard's yearly analysis. Vanguard recommends saving between 12 and 15% of your earnings, including employer contributions, for retirement every year. Futures are mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 260. That's Your Money Now.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
When you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
I hear the rhythms of the music by the product that never use it. I hear the talking of the DJ.
Can't understand just what does he say.
I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio.
Good morning, Pensacola. My name is Kristen Rhodes, and I am filling in for Andrew McKay this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We have with us now Miss Grace Arnault. Oh, wait, she's not Arnault anymore. She got married, and you know how you know people for a long time, and they're always going to be that person?
Right.
She's not Arnault anymore, although she'll always be Arnault in my heart. So Grace is with us. She is the CEO of the Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce. And I have asked her to join us this morning to tell us more about an exciting new program that the Chamber Foundation has worked on diligently over the past year and longer. I know it's been a vision for some time about called Junior Leadership Santa Rosa. We talked a little bit earlier about Leadership Santa Rosa. And then, you know, it's also has their sister program in Pensacola, LEAP. And now we have a program that is designed for juniors in high school in Santa Rosa County. So Grace, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Go ahead and just tell everyone about Junior Leadership Santa Rosa and kind of how it came about and where you guys are in the process.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, I thought it would be good to give a little information about who we are as an organization. So the Gulf Breeze Area Chamber Foundation is actually the charitable 501c3 arm of the Gulf Breeze Area Chamber of Commerce. Our vision is to make the community an ideal place to live and work, and we do that by focusing on supporting education, military, and other community initiatives. So our foundation has continued to support our community, and we've actually donated over $34,000 to education and military support projects since our inception in 2019. And, you know, a little over a year ago, our board decided that we wanted this organization to do more than just raise funds and donate money every year. Impactful as that may be to local nonprofits, our board wanted a project it could really sink its teeth into. And looking at some of our pillars, like I said, education and military, we took a good look at our community and what needs weren't being met. And we noticed that, you know, we have a slightly older community despite it being so family oriented. We see over and over again a lot of students when they come of age, they go away to college or they go away to start their career somewhere else when there's so many opportunities here locally for them. And I think since COVID, a lot of young people are dealing with a lot of insecurities and coming into their own. And we wanted to empower them. So when talking about this, with our board, our chairman of the board, Jody Bell, actually, who has a great passion for education, came to us with an idea that she just so happened to be sitting on since 2020. And this was essentially a leadership program designed after many leadership programs locally and across the country, but would be specific to high school juniors in the area. And it would focus on things like career exploration, developing leadership skills, and truly honing their ability to make them into a generation of future leaders that this community so badly needs. We were so excited when she brought this idea to us, so we got to work on it immediately. We met with the superintendent of Santa Rosa County Schools. They loved it. We talked to local universities, industry leaders, and other people in the community who also had a passion for developing that next generation of leaders. And together, we've developed a transformative program I believe our community is going to be proud of. So the Junior Leadership Program, like I said, is a transformative initiative designed to empower high school juniors in Santa Rosa County. Our goal is to help these students develop leadership potential, expose them to opportunities to develop a successful career locally, and to make a positive impact on their community. So through a carefully curated curriculum and engaging service projects, students will gain valuable life skills, practical knowledge, and a sense of civic responsibility. They're going to connect with local leaders, decision makers, and other professionals from various industries, and we're going to provide them with insights into different career paths and valuable networking opportunities.
Wow, Grace, that sounds like an amazing program and an amazing feat that you guys were able to put together in a very short period of time. I really commend you on that. I want to go into a little bit more about some of the sessions and objectives, but I want to take a quick break for traffic on the fives, and then we'll come back and talk about that more.
That's right. If you're on East Kingsville Road and Staff Drive, there's a vehicle crash with injuries and a roadblock there. So just be aware of that. Also, if you're on 9 Mile trying to get on I-10 and you're wondering why you're just stuck in traffic, just heavy, heavy volumes right there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. So, Grace, tell me a little bit more about the sessions. How have you, you've already selected, I believe, your first class, which will be starting this fall. How many students do we have from schools in Santa Rosa County, and what is this program going to look like for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So we received a plethora of applications, and we had the daunting task of selecting 35 students from across Santa Rosa County to participate in the program. And they are, you know, some look like typical leaders and some may not be who you expect. We really went out of our way to read through those applications, but we're very excited for the students who did get selected. Their first class is going to be in September, and the program is going to run all the way through April. So we have 5 curriculum days and a graduation ceremony, and those sessions are going to cover a wide range of topics, including leadership fundamentals and self-discovery. We're going to have a civic responsibility and community day, a healthcare industry exploration, a military focus, which I think you know a little bit about, Kristen, an engineering, technology, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, or as we're calling it, all things technology day, and then a great, you know, a large graduation ceremony at the end with a prominent keynote speaker to really celebrate their accomplishment in going through this program. And this is not going to be just more classroom time for them. They're going to be participating in hands-on activities, going behind the scenes in some of these industries, shadowing, you know, prominent industry leaders in the area. They'll be hearing from speakers and industries nationwide, not just locally, including people who work for companies like Microsoft and Facebook Meta, local military leaders, and other, you know, entrepreneurs in the area as well, to really inspire them, to show them the opportunities that they have locally. I have had the opportunity to talk with some of the day chairs who are organizing each of these curriculum days and gotten a sneak peek at some of the agendas that they're creating. And I have to say, these students are going to have a wonderful time, and this is such an amazing program for them. I think I personally am going to have to sit in on some of these days because it's really a fantastic benefit that we've put together for them. And I'm very grateful to all of the volunteers and industry leaders who have come together to make this possible.
That's really exciting. I can imagine how excited these juniors are going to be partaking in this program starting in September, that they're going to get to experience some really amazing things. So if I'm someone that's just listening right now and listening to you talk about this program and I want to get involved, what are ways that I can get involved or help support the program?
Absolutely. So we are specifically looking for local businesses to sponsor our program at the moment. Sponsorships will help cover the cost to ensure that there's no cost to the students to participate. This is completely free for students to attend. Sponsors are able to gain significant visibility and recognition through various ways. They can reach out to us for a full list of details and sponsorship opportunities. To all the parents in Santa Rosa County listening, I encourage you to keep an eye out for applications next spring. It's a wonderful opportunity for your children to develop their leadership skills and make a positive impact on the community. So although applications for our 2024-2025 class are closed, we will be opening applications for the next class in the spring of next year. And it's any incoming high school junior in Santa Rosa County or a student who lives in Santa Rosa County but is attending Florida Virtual School is eligible to apply.
So that would be students who are sophomores in the next school year so that they would be applying for their junior year. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wonderful. So, you know, Grace, I just, you know, again, applaud you and your board and all of the volunteers that have worked to put this program together. I think that this is going to be a great model that other communities can learn from and put together in partnership with their school districts to, like you said, help teach and have our students that are so vital to our community learn about our own community, that's going to give them an incentive to stay. They may go off to college, but we definitely want our community, our children, to come back and live and work in our communities and help them thrive as well. And in programs like this are going to definitely help help lead the way on that. So thank you so much. Can you share with everyone one more time how they can get in contact with you if they're interested in supporting or sponsoring any of the days?
Yes, if anyone's interested in learning more, they can visit our website, gulfbreezechamber.com, or they can give us a call at 850-932-7888. I'm also available by email, and that is CEO@gulfbreezechamber.com. And really, if you just ask around, I'm sure someone will be able to hunt you down. They always do.
Well, thank you so much, Grace. I really appreciate your time this morning and sharing with us more about the Junior Leadership Santa Rosa program. And I just wish you the best of luck with it. I think it's going to be a phenomenal thing for our students and our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, and if I'm noticing a little bit of a theme today. So we talked earlier to Jamie Coffey.
Right.
We talked about Leadership Santa Rosa. You mentioned the military simulators. And Grace kind of gave a little bit of a hint that I might know a little bit about the military day. So I am the day chair of the military day for Junior Leadership Santa Rosa, and we are going to be putting the kids in some simulators up at NAS Whiting Field. So,
no fair.
So again, it's going to be a lot of fun for them.
Yes.
And it's exciting to be partnering on a great program like this. So before we go to a break for some commercials, do you have any traffic updates for us?
Let's get the traffic update on the other side.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Sounds good.
Let's do that. It's News Radio 1620-92.3.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself or I'll just buy it myself and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth. Okay, obviously you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158 or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Tune in today at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show talking about registration, campus tours, financial aid, certificate programs, baccalaureate programs, and everything in between. And 92% of students graduate loan-free. You won't want to miss this show on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you could lend.
Good morning. It's 7:55. Got your traffic on the fives if you're on East Kingsville Road. Still dealing with that vehicle crash with injuries, so definitely in roadblocks, so use caution in that area. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly this morning. Good news on that. Let's roll over and check in with David Wayne with the headlines.
President Biden and other leaders are condemning a violent clash on Sunday between dozens of pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian protesters outside of a synagogue in Los Angeles on Monday in a post on X. President Biden expressed outrage over the protesters for blocking access to a house of worship, then engaging in violence. He said that is, quote, never acceptable. Reports say Boeing may soon be criminally charged by the Justice Department. Those charges would involve the company violating a settlement related to two fatal crashes. The DOJ claims that Boeing didn't follow through on a 2021 agreement that shielded it from criminal charges for 2018 and 2019 fatal 737 MAX crashes that killed 346 people. And the U.S. Postal Service is honoring late Jeopardy host Alex Trebek with a new stamp. That was revealed by current Jeopardy host Ken Jennings on Friday. The stamp resembles one of the game show's famous clue monitors.
Love Alex Trebek in Jeopardy.
That's really cool, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be neat. That'll be the new collector's item. Get down there and pick one up.
That's right.
That's fun. Silly, kind of weird. I know, maybe I'll say what a nerd I am in high school. I loved watching Jeopardy so much. And my dad was in the military, and they came and did the testing over in Europe where we were at, so to try to get on the show. And I wanted to go meet him so bad, but I was sick. So my dad got an autographed picture of Alex Trebek for me. I don't know where it is, though.
I was about to ask.
I have
still
no
have
clue.
It.
It's in a box somewhere, I am sure.
Oh, but that's our world, in a box.
I just revealed what a nerd I am.
But that's okay, though.
That's okay.
It's okay. We'll forgive you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. So I can't believe 3 hours is down.
I know, right?
Yeah. One more to go. Hopefully I haven't made it too painful for our listeners today, and they're just not missing Andrew terribly.
What do we have coming up in the 8 o'clock hour?
We will be talking to Commissioner Colton Wright from Santa Rosa County District 5 at the beginning of the hour.
Okay.
And we'll have a little bit of fun with our frivolous topic.
Oh, okay. Is it going to be a good one?
I mean, I don't want to get people too excited, but we're going to bring back Summer Fridays for our frivolous topic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about work and Summer Fridays, and kind of if people could pick their own schedule, their ideal work schedule.
Don't give it away yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, the people who weren't listening early have no clue what we're talking about with Summer Fridays.
That's right.
Especially since it doesn't exist in Pensacola, right?
Not that I know of, because it doesn't here at the radio station.
That's right. All right. Well, we will be back soon.